What's up, everyone? We're back for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and the Lord Disick returns. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Wait, so this is the new song?
Well, it is like the part that the show shows is a little further along.
Oh,
but yeah, this is the part of it.
I like it.
Anyways, guys, welcome back. We're here for the second episode. Is it season 13 or we're still continuing 12?
Season 12, 18.
God, I'm sorry. Anyways, we're back. The whole panel's here this time. I'm your host, Francesca. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, XOXOCESCA. And really fast, we're all dressed up since tomorrow's Halloween. So I'm Little Red Riding Hood that got scratched by my precious little dog that's fine asleep on the couch. I don't know if the camera's on over there. But anyways,
she's so cute.
On to my next.
And where can we find you on social media?
XOXOCESCA.
Awesome.
Did I say it? No.
No, I don't think so. But now everyone knows where to follow her.
Yes.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And what about you?
And I'm Justine. I'm so happy to be back, guys.
Yay!
First of all, a little hiatus. I'm so excited to be back. And you can find me on Twitter at Let's Face It 33 and Instagram and YouTube at Let's Face It with Justine and letsfaceitwithjustine.com for my website.
Awesome. And she's a kitty cat.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I'm this bloody person with scratches on my shirt. Anyway.
If you head on over to my Instagram, I'm the cat, but I have, like, better makeup on for when I actually went out. Like, I'm like a cheetah cat. So go check out my Instagram.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard the Third. And, of course, my website, howardthethird.com. And I'm a little cheeseburger.
I'm obsessed.
Howard the Hamburger.
Yay, ham
I love it's Howard the Third and Dakota T. Jones.
Yes.
And that's just Francesca and Justine.
I know.
We need something like to...
I don't know. I think we're cool. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey. I wish I could show your little puppy. She just sits there.
So cute. Mm-hmm.
So you can follow her on the social media,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, help me out here.
Yeah, Lulu on the gram.
You probably wouldn't want that the entire episode.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, I'm not embarrassed. Do whatever you got to do.
Helping a sister out.
Do what you got to do. Help me out here.
There's like the hair. It was like really sticking out. I made it
well,
go down.
At least someone. Yeah, you know when you get like food in your teeth and then by the end of the night you go home and you're like, oh,
nobody told me.
I had crap all over my teeth.
It happens.
I'm going to go ahead and take this moment to say that I love you so much, but you kind of have something on your face.
Oh.
It's like scratches, and I just want to make sure you're all right.
I'm all right. I'm ready to talk about the Kardashians.
Let's do it.
So this episode, the main things were kind of the guys again. Well, and MJ. So we have Lord Disick Returns, which was the title.
Yes.
We have a little drama with Rob, which you guys mentioned, Moonlighted with Rob in China, since you guys did the after show for that. So we could talk about that later. And then also it was MJ's birthday. So let's start with Lord Disick, which I know is Justine's favorite.
Yes.
He's been in a funk. I guess Courtney, you know, was out for like a month with the kids overseas. And so he's just in a slump. And the girls are like, let's bring back the Lord Disick.
I totally get what they were trying to go with that. But it was a little bit one of those things where when you really think about it, the whole Lord Disick persona was in a really bad spot. Part of Scott's life.
Like, horrible.
I know he's had multiple stages of bad parts of his life, but like, let's talk about it. When he was Lord Disick, he was acting a fool, he was a douche, and he was on drugs, and he was an alcoholic. So it's like, maybe they should have, instead of saying, you know what, we want the Lord back, maybe just saying, hey, lighten up, be a little bit more fun, stop being so down. But them telling him that, I thought it was going to make him kind of go back into his downward spiral of his clubbing days.
I mean, I honestly think it was just kind of for the show.
Yeah.
I think they were just like, you know, let's kind of spice you up by just kind of bring the Lord back, you know, and used to be the Lord. And I think that like he, when he was doing it, he was having fun. And I think there's always going to be the Lord in him. I don't think that went away,
yeah.
But I don't think that it like, I don't think that they would really do that if they thought it would affect him and make him go crazy again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Definitely. I agree. I think it was more just for the show, like, hey, well, we need a little something to fill in time.
Right.
Why don't we tell Scott to come on back and be the Lord, you know? And it's kind of like, I like Scott playing the little Lord character. I think it's really fun, but I do agree with Dakota. If the drugs are involved, like, let it go.
Let that stage of your life go, brother.
I know. Mm-hmm. I thought the same thing, too, that I thought it was interesting that they wanted to bring back that. And I agree with you guys that it was for the probably for the show. But, yeah, Scott was horrible when he was always the Lord. Like,
Just horrible. It's so amazing, though.
He was also very destructive. Like, he didn't care about people's property. He would do weird stuff and, like, throw things off of balconies and, like, tear up hotel rooms.
It was just
like,
funny. When I think of the Lord, it's just his personality, the way... Because, like, I think what a lot of people... I feel like I'm going to say, you know, I know him, and a lot of people don't. Even though I don't know him, I'm like, I know what... I know he's joking. I just get the feeling that, like, even though it was during his crazy times, I think he was, like... really joking around. I don't think he actually thought he was the Lord. I think he thinks he's pretty damn cool.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think he thinks that he could, but I don't think he really thinks he's God.
Right.
It's because I know him, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I know him more than everyone else, and I know he's kidding, so. I love my Scott.
Of course. Yeah, he's just crazy. But, so he did start being kind of extravagant again. He's like, hey, I want to buy a jet. Or I want to buy a plane.
Yeah.
Let's go to London and look at planes.
I was like, that's definitely Lord Disick of him. Like, let's go buy something crazy expensive that I'll probably use a few times and then get bored with and never touch again.
And not, let's not go to, like, downtown Los Angeles. Let's go to London. Let's fly to go get a plane.
Right. Yeah, I'm like, did he just fly over there? Or hopefully there was, like, business involved, like an appearance or something.
But what does
like,
he really do? So, I mean...
The Lord.
But, okay. He does his Lord thing.
He became a Lord there, so I guess that's why I wanted to go... get a plane where he became the Lord.
Do you think he has enough money to on his own to buy a plane?
He just always seems to have tons of money. That's so true. I'm going to say yes.
Too. I don't know,
But they don't always use a private plane. You'd think that then they'd... Like, I know that a lot of the Kardashian sisters have more money than him. They're Kardashians. I don't think they each have their own plane.
No, because they've talked about it in a previous episode. They're like, we kind of want a plane. And they're like, but you know what? That's kind of out of our price range. Like,
what?
We don't.
They even
said that they're like, for private jets, that's kind of a lot. So I don't think we wouldn't want to spend that much money. We have a lot, but we wouldn't want to spend it on that. So for the fact that
they
them to
say
them that sometimes. They didn't want to, and then for him to do it personally, I'm like, I don't know, buddy, if you actually have. That much, or if he just did it for the show.
Yeah, I can't really tell.
Did he get one? I don't think he did. He really didn't get one.
No,
he just chartered the plane to MJ's B-Day in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like, we're getting a plane here, and then was it Kim? She was like, wait, what?
Yeah, both of them, Kim and Khloe, what? At the same time. No, but he even said in the little, like, you know, confessional things or whatever they call them, that he's like, I know they don't really want the old Lord, they just want to bring me out of the funk.
Had him play it up.
Yeah. But he likes to be the Lord because the girls try to make him double D. They try to make him Duke Disick.
The Dookie,
yes. Which Kim thought that's like little kids when they're like poop.
Like, literally.
Like she was dying laughing at Dookie.
That was so funny. I haven't seen Kim crack up that much in a long time. I was really happy to see
that. Definitely. I said this last time. I just love when Kim is like being funny.
When we were talking about on Robin China.
Yes.
So,
so funny.
Well, tell them because we're like, I feel like we're like, oh yeah, Robin China. Like,
yeah, I didn't watch it, unfortunately.
Kim was like, in one of the episodes, she was pretending to, they needed Rob's DNA. So she would lay on Rob's bed and be like, oh, how you doing, Rob? Turn around and like try to get some of his DNA off his.
But she was using something.
She was using like a brush or something. And the way she did it was just so hilarious. And I feel like people don't know Kim's funny. Even though, you know, I don't really know Kim like that.
I mean, but you know Kim and I know Scott.
I feel like she's so funny. And tonight when she cracks up, it's like she's really goofy.
Yeah.
I just love that.
I just don't show it.
I think maybe it's for the Kardashian show. She has kind of the image that they've built for her.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe on there, since it wasn't about them, like, she could be, like, her character.
Real Kim Kardashian exposed.
You know, either that or the fact that most people, I mean, there's a large number of people who don't watch the show, so they're only seeing those serious photo shoots and the scandalous things and, like, the paparazzi taking photos of her looking solemn and, like, having a, like, all composed. So some of the people who are just judging her off of her photo shoots who actually don't spend the time to watch the shows, if you watch shows, there's so many episodes. She is crazy. She's funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's hilarious, and I'm in love with her. She's just great.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I like what they did with her today in the show about the whole hair thing. I thought it was interesting because they made a point to have the twins in the show because they are of color.
That's literally what I was gonna say.
So it was like kind of whatever. But I don't. Do any of you guys watch This Is Us?
No.
Oh God, it's.
No.
An amazing, amazing show. It just started airing this season. But in the show, the mom adopts a black son. And as she's growing up, this this black mother said, hey, like, because there was a thing where he went and to hang out with all the black kids, and then she came to grab him, and it wasn't anything racist. It was just that he was out of her view. They were at a pool during the summer, and the mom noticed, you know, he has razor bumps on his head. Like, you need to take him to a black barber. Like, his hair is different than your hair. So that's what it made me think about. And I like that Kim's acknowledging that her hair is different because she's mixed. And yeah. She can't always just do ponytails and buns. Like, you know, the little girl wants different hairstyles. North, mm-hmm. There we go. Why did I blank on her name? So I like that she did that. She, like, yeah. went to, what was Kim Kimball?
Kim Kimball.
Right? Kim Kimball.
So many K's. Oh, my God.
I know, right? And Kim. I thought it was funny, yeah, that it was, she brought Malika. Right?
It was Khadijah.
Oh, it was. I'm usually really good at telling the difference between them. I can always just tell, but, oh, okay, never mind. I thought it was Malika. Yeah, I just thought, I mean, do you think that they did, I don't know, like, was there a point to just bring Malika? Was it just, like, kind of, like, to bring her along? I don't know. I just thought it was kind of random. Just,
I noticed it.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's Kim and her. I don't see Kim and Kim Khadijah. I don't really ever see them hanging out, but it's, like, the one time they go to go braid her hair, she brings her. I don't know. Not a big deal. I just didn't really
know. They kind of, like, twisted it in there where it was kind of like Khadijah was having problems with her child's hair, too.
So I missed that.
Yeah, that's what she said. They were both having problems doing their daughter's hair.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they kind of wanted to learn together.
Malika, how did we miss that?
Yeah, I completely. And I was like, this is very interesting.
That makes more sense because Malika doesn't have kids as far as I remember. No. So, yeah, it makes sense, I guess, for Khadijah because she
know
has.
Had kids either.
I just thought she was like along to hang out, which is fine. I was just like, what's going on? Is there like a point
I know
to
what
this?
You mean, though, because they don't usually hang out. Mm-hmm. It's usually, you know, Malika and Chloe, and then sometimes Khadijah comes along with Malika and Chloe. So, mm-hmm. I get what you mean. It was kind of fun, though, to see that because I love how Kim's kind of like opening up her circle. And letting in her sister's friends as well. I thought that was cool.
And I mean, braiding, and the thing is, too, braiding different hair types is so different. Like, to braid my hair, I have, like, no hair, so it's so much harder. Like, my hair is a lot easier, so it's, like, it takes a lot of technique to do, like, you know, like, different kind of hairstyles. Mm-hmm. Like, it really is harder, so that's why I think it's a good idea that she went to get that, you know, to have someone really show her, mm-hmm. because it's not, you really have to, like, do it kind of differently, and I think that, like, I like that she wanted to learn.
Right.
Mm-hmm, right.
Definitely. Yeah. I don't know why she didn't ask her nanny, though, because she said the nanny was doing Nora's hair, so why didn't she ask the nanny for, like, you know, a little, like, one-on-one lesson?
I was thinking.
I do feel like they made it a thing,
okay.
But I think it was nice, because it shows, you know, her versatility, I guess you could say. Because you know what? I can braid hair very easily. My mom grew up braiding my hair in, like, you know, the whatever, to, like, pigtail braids. And so it's weird to me when I hear people that don't know how to braid. But it's true.
Right?
Some people don't know how to braid. And, yeah. So, good for her.
I give you an A for effort, Kim.
Yes.
I'm proud of you.
And especially thinking, Kim, you'd think she'd know how to braid. I don't know. You know, you'd think
she has hairstylists. What does she need to know how to do anything for?
I guess she doesn't have to do anything at all, ever. Not even a basic braid.
She has a nanny. She has the housekeeper. She has the makeup. She has hair. She has a stylist.
She's
a driver.
Being a makeup artist and hairstylist, I want someone to do that for me. Like,
right?
I'm, like, tired of doing it on myself. I like other people. Then when it comes to yourself, I'm like, can someone else do it?
Right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. One more thing about that. I did think it was funny that Khadijah was like, that's embarrassing to Kim that she doesn't know how to braid. Yeah. Hey, I guess, whatever. Anyways. Rob in this episode, I like that we are seeing more Rob.
Mm-hmm.
I think I missed the last couple episodes before it went on a hiatus. And I'm assuming Rob was in him a couple of the episodes. So I like to see him. This is the first time I'm seeing him back. But he's just being the same old typical Rob that we always talk about, just hiding and doing whatever for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And MJ's birthday's coming up and they're trying to get him to the racetrack. And he's saying he doesn't want to go because he has nothing to wear. And I completely sympathize with that. You know, when you gain weight, you don't want to go keep buying clothes because it makes you feel bad about you gaining weight, and then you just stick to whatever's comfortable. But Kim's like, hey, it's MJ's birthday. I'll get a stylist for you. Let's do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he says, yeah. And then he ends up completely flaking out.
See, that's the part that kind of upsets me, is it's kind of like Scott, like always a broken record type of thing. We always get the same thing. Like Scott's always like, oh, well, you know, I'm just feeling down. I miss the kids, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know, do something about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love Robin. I don't know what he's going through. So I sympathize for him and I hope that everything works out. But at the same time, he does the exact same things all the time and he expects a different result, but it's always the same thing. You can't do things the same over and over and expect a different result. So he's been doing this over and over again. And then what really makes me mad is that he'll say, oh yeah, I'm going for sure, it'll be fun, and then later be like, oh, I'm not going. It's like, don't do that. Like, we've seen that so many times, and it's almost like watching this clip felt like watching the entire Robin China series. Like, I loved it, but it just felt like a broken record. We're always talking about, oh, I'm gonna go, oh wait, never mind, I'm not gonna go, I'm gonna block all you guys, oh, I'm gonna be friendly again, we're gonna talk about it. Like, I just wish and I just hope that he can get out of this, not only for the show's sake so we can get some new topics going on, but for the sake of him as a person. Like, I really hope that he gets out of that funk, because it's something that he just keeps getting back into, and it just is a never ending cycle.
I just feel like I mean, you watched the series too, Robin China, and me and Howard were on the panel. So watching this episode specifically, I really felt like it was kind of like a rerun of Robin China. I almost feel like, because they obviously filmed at the same time, I just feel like it's just pretty much the same crew. It's just like different names on each show, because it's like the same stuff's going on. I mean, they obviously focus on China more on the other one, but watching this was kind of like the same as the show.
Same drama.
Yeah, especially with Rob, and he's just, it's a broken record, and he's flaky, and I just wouldn't have time for that.
No, definitely. I totally agree. I just don't understand, like, why he just couldn't put on the jeans and a t-shirt and just show up. Like, it's bigger than you, Rob. You know, your grandmother is 82.
Yeah.
You know, which is a true blessing.
Good,
but
for 82.
Exactly. But, you know, you never know what can happen tomorrow or next week. Go celebrate, put on jeans, put on a jacket. It's really simple. He's making this whole outfit thing, oh, I don't look good in clothes. Well, it's jeans, like, and a blazer is fine.
You don't look good in your hat and your shirt and your shorts and sandals all the time. Like, I love you, buddy. But, like, you think it's one of those things where it's like, well, do you think you look good in that? Because let's be honest, like, you would look better if you sharpened up a little bit, and, like, had some other clothes.
And what we would talk about on, because it was so focused on Rob and China, obviously, but he talks about, like, okay, so I'm not gonna go to my grandmother's thing, MJ's, because I don't feel comfortable in clothes. You are standing, like you said, in frumpy clothes on television that's going to be in public. So it's God, I can't freaking talk today. It's going to look exactly the same. So, like, if you go there, your family's going to see you, and the world, just like the world is seeing you right now. Like, I don't get what the difference is.
And the worst part is he went to Vegas instead. So what, you're sitting in your room the whole time in Vegas? No, your ass was out doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So wearing frumpy clothes. So, like, that makes no... That's just, like... And makes no sense.
It's one of those things where he wears the same thing over and over again. And I'm not trying to bash on him. I really only want the best for him. But at the same time, people know exactly what he wears, and, like, he's, like, one of the biggest Halloween costumes this year. It's like him in China. People are wearing the shirt and the frumpy clothes, and it's the exact same outfit over and over again. And it's like, you know what, buddy? Like, you really need to figure something out if you're going to be a Halloween costume, because people know exactly what you're going to wear. Like, you need to freshen up. You need to get a freaking jacket.
At least get a comfortable Halloween costume.
You know, like, at least get a different color hat. Like, put on some actual shoes, buddy. Like,
I know, and I just don't like how he keeps saying, like, I don't want to keep wearing shorts and a t-shirt in the hat. He keeps saying that. It's like, put on the jeans. They're right there, Rob. Put the jeans on.
Ask Chloe to make some jeans for you. She just came out with her Good American brand. You know what, Chloe? Get your brother some jeans.
Exactly. Stop saying, oh, the shorts and the hat. Like, Rob, we got you jeans. Well, I don't like those jeans. We have other jeans. We have money, we have different varieties for you. Like,
yeah, they're like, they have so much money too. And what I don't understand is, like, he's so self-conscious about his weight, and, like, if it comes down to that, then you can do something about it. If you're confident in it, then that's fine. But, like, and it's, I understand that, like, you know, people have problems with weight. Like, I understand that, but he's not being proactive about it. He's just drinking and partying, and, like, I think he was doing good for a while, but, like, he says he cares. He doesn't seem to care enough. He just laughs about it and goes, I'll just go to Vegas. Oh, I just don't feel like going. So it's like, I just feel like he has no motivation.
No, yeah, no, it's exactly motivation.
Oh, sorry. And I'm pretty sure he wore jeans in Vegas. Like, if you're going to go to a club, they're not, even though you're Rob Kardashian, you're not going in there with shorts. Like, he come might, on. Honestly,
you never know. Okay,
he went to shorts in the club on Robin China, the episodes that he did there.
I worked at a really upscale restaurant. And
I thought you were going to say strip club.
Justine, quiet.
Okay.
No, but
tell me more.
There would be basketball stars that would come in, and like we had dress code, and they'd come in their basketball shorts and like socks with their Adidas slip-ons their Gucci slip-ons, just like Rob. And like, what are we gonna turn them away? No. So maybe he did go out like that in Vegas. You never know. But I know if Bobby was here, he would definitely talk about, like, he would focus on the Rob because he always loved Rob. But you have to, like you're saying, he doesn't have motivation. That's just it. Like, he's still battling his internal demons, because if he was really ready to get rid of the weight, or really ready to be out in public and, you know, deal or just be accepting of his weight, he would do it. Like you said, he would just do it. But he's not. So he's still whatever. I think China did, you know, help bring him out, because hello, how can you not? China's going to cause controversy. Tyga, Kim, Kylie, and now she's pregnant. So I think he's just kind of like putting up with this for now, but he still needs to get over whatever he's under.
I'm proud of him for at least coming out of the house. That's a big step, and I get that things don't happen overnight. So if it does drag on for a couple of years, it does drag on for a couple of years. But I'm just hoping that he can get over that. But I do think that if anything were to happen between China and Rob for good, where China's like, I am done with your games, if they broke up, I feel like he would go right back into hiding. That's the only reason he came out of hiding, was because someone brought him out. And he needs to realize, if this girl is going to sit there and support you and love you and have your baby, you need to get over your childish ways. Like, it's not going to work anymore. It's not going to cut it.
I just don't... I can't see them... I can't see it lasting, and I feel really bad saying that, but I mean, I mean, look at it now, unless the baby magically changes them, but that's, a lot of people want that, and it kind of backfires, so.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is, even us, like, when we first found out about, like, China and Rob, I mean, I'm not proud of it, but of course I was a little bit judgy, like, are you kidding me? You're only doing this because you're wanting to get back at Tyga, and, you know, all of this. My attitude towards her slowly changed, and I gave her a chance, and now I'm just like, okay, you know, everyone was judging China at first. Now I'm judging Rob more. It's like, you know what? She's amazing. She's going to your grandma's 82nd birthday party, driving 2 hours out of the way, bringing a nice gift for her, and spending time with the family, and, like, giving the grandma, or, like, showing the grandma photos of the child and everything. She's putting way more effort into it and is more genuine than Rob ever has been, and that's so sad. And like,
and that's not her blood. It's not her blood family. But like, kudos to her that she came, and like, I appreciate that they showed that, and that everyone appreciated it as well.
Mad respect to China.
Do you think she would have done that even if they weren't filming?
I don't know. But let's just, you know, give her props regardless.
I'd hope that she, because you know, that's going to be her family. Like,
that is. That's MJ's great granddaughter. Wait, it's a girl or a boy?
A girl.
Girl. Yeah, it's going to be her great granddaughter, so it is going to be family. You know, and even MJ said that's a shame that like Rob didn't come.
So you know, she was probably hurt.
Yeah.
For sure.
She seemed hurt. Like it. Yeah. It was just so sad. Like, honestly, and she did say a line, I wrote it down, and she said something along the lines of, whenever she found out that China was going to be there and Rob wouldn't, she said, Rob should have been the one to come.
I know.
Which is kind of a little harsh to China, because she was making an effort. But she said, yeah, Rob should have been the one to come then, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think that... Yeah, I don't think she meant it like, not China, but I think really fast, like, talking about it, she's like, wait, why isn't Rob? Like, if they're fighting, Rob is the one that should be coming, so...
And I mean, how childish, though, like, he went and deleted all his Instagram, and he blocked everyone, including family, to, you know, to not be able to contact him, just because he didn't want to hear anything. He didn't want to hear from anyone about anything.
Yeah,
right.
And he was like, I know it's going to cause this big drama thing, and so you guys are going to want to have confrontation. It's like, you know what? You blocking everyone and disappearing from the mother of your child for 5-6 days, that's going to cause way more problems and controversy and more hurt feelings than you saying, hey, I need a day or two to myself, you know?
Exactly.
And Kim said that she would, if that happened with Kanye when she was pregnant, she'd be like,
devastated.
I mean, and it's just wrong, because you got to think about it, like, okay, if she wasn't pregnant, It's not right to do that if you have a girlfriend. But, like, it's not... He has no consideration. Like, he clearly... I know guys don't know what it's like to be pregnant. But, like, he has no consideration that she's not having it easy. Like, she's very far along. Like, mm-hmm. you can't just, like, leave her.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. just... You just can't do that. And I don't think that, like, anyone should have to tell you that. I think that's just something you should know.
Yeah. It's like one of those things where if this was a normal situation and they were not famous and, mm-hmm. and Rob was just a normal guy and he was acting like this, I know we're all rooting for him and we're like, oh, we love you, Rob. If this was a normal situation and he was a regular guy, we would absolutely think he's just the deadbeat dad, mm-hmm. stupid, mm-hmm. like just not around for his family type of thing. But because he's a celebrity, we're still rooting for him and we're like, all right, you got this, Rob. We still love you. But yeah. like, let's be honest, like, if this was a regular situation, we would drop him like nobody's
yeah,
business.
Yeah, it just, like I said, goes to show he's still going through something, but he's being immature. Like, the second they got pregnant, like, he needs to not be doing these little immature things. You're not, you know, that just, you're not even ready for this.
Exactly. I just don't like how he keeps, like, when something doesn't go his way, he's just, the first thing he does, block. Block yeah. everybody. Block oh, this, block that. Block China's friends. It's like, just because it didn't go your way or you don't want to go somewhere, don't just go on a blocking rampage and delete your Instagram every time. Like, that's a lot more work to me, where you got to block one by one and then I have to delete all my photos off Instagram. Then I got to put my photos back on Instagram.
Because it's like, does he have anything else better to do?
Exactly. Know? Like, you're already running your Crazy. Business.
Oh, my God. I don't know. He drives me. He drives me insane. And, like, you know what's so funny is I'm thinking, since you, when you went away, now you're back, do you guys agree that Dakota seems like he's a little bit more like a more opinionated?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
he doesn't really care as much. Do you get this yeah. feeling that he was,
I'm sorry.
Dakota, like, oh. I feel like he's way more, like, has way more opinions, or he's more opinionated than...
Because when I first started, I was very much like, oh,
I love everyone. Now you're like, if Rob is a celebrity, we think he's a deadbeat dad. I'm like, okay.
I'm sorry, guys. I've always been that. Thank you. I've always been that type of person. If someone is acting like that, it's not acceptable, and it shouldn't be promoted like, you know, oh, everything will be, hopefully it'll be all right and all that kind of stuff. Like, let's imagine, like, if you or I acted like that, like, mm-hmm. people would think we are so... ridiculous.
Yeah, definitely.
That's because they're a celebrity. They get to do whatever they want.
I know. There's this... Oh, my God. I'm blanking out on all my words, too, today. I always blank out on words when I'm on AfterBuzz TV. It seems to be a thing.
But I can... If anybody in the studio... I can smell food right now, and then I look over, and I see this burger.
Take a bite out of Howard.
And it's not Howard, but I can... From the studio, I'm like... You can't do this to us when we're filming.
No. Just Howard has the filthiest laugh, and I love it.
Oh, my God!
Especially when he's dressed as a hamburger.
He has the teeniest, tiniest little hamburger laugh.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Yes!
I love it.
Howard
love
the hamburger.
Over here looking like a good In-N-Out
oh,
burger.
Wow. Oh, shoot!
Oh, my.
I cannot.
I really want a burger.
Yeah. Hey, I think In-N-Out's down the street, so anyways. I totally forgot what I was saying.
I don't remember
before either.
Oh, I was saying that he's more opinionated after the hiatus. Mm-hmm.
After the hiatus, I'm back.
I feel that. I like it.
Thank you, Dakota.
Because you're obviously nice, but you could still have opinions. Yeah. Like, you know, I think when you first, like, you know what I'm saying?
Who knows? I might get torn apart in the comment section, but you know what? It's real life situations. We gotta talk about it.
You're so nice. Even if you're being like, even if you say something, I don't think anyone will take it mean because you're just like smiling when you say it. You're so happy.
He's a deadbeat dad. But you know what? I do love Rob, and I am rooting for him. So, yeah. God bless.
He's a deadbeat dad. People think I'm really good at it. So,
do you guys have any more comments about... I was looking for my dog. Any more comments about tonight's episode before we get into some gossip and stuff?
I do just want to say Kim was looking gorgeous in the beginning. We always say that, like, right when the family was meeting up for, like, the little dinner, well, she had the two side pieces and the little bun.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, she was giving it. And then Chloe's hair.
No.
Can we just give a moment to Chloe's hair? She's my girl, but come on.
Oh, are you talking about the little, like, buns?
Yes.
No, her, like, Mickey buns?
Oh.
Lulu has... stuff to talk about.
Lulu, what you got to say?
The Mickey...
Let me tell you.
She's the most well-behaved dog, everybody. She's been sitting on the couch the entire time just staring at us. Like, not doing anything.
Nothing.
So my old dog bite my head off, so...
Yikes.
Yeah.
Your old dog did this to me. No, just kidding. No, her two little Mickey buns were awesome in, like, the beginning.
Yeah.
But yeah, her little, like, Cynthia doll or whatever it was from, like, Rugrats, that's what it reminded me of.
God. Like, I appreciate the time that probably took.
Yeah.
But it just looks like you're, I mean, not that you're bald, it's just like you have nothing on your head, no hair, but all these little bumps, and it's just weird, and
you
I just don't like it.
You need to do a tutorial on your Instagram for that, obviously.
No.
Oh my God. I know.
But speaking,
I mean, I'll do it for fun in case anybody, because you know
don't do it.
You know there's people out there like, love that hair, and because a Kardashian does it,
just
they'll
don't
go
it.
Rocking that hair. See, I don't
it.
Like
don't
the
do
two, I don't like the two buns
I don't
either.
Like
it's
it.
Just, I mean, that's a whole nother hair topic. Discussion that could get racial and stuff like that. I don't want to get into it.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I did not mean it be racially.
No,
I don't
no,
care
I know.
What color you are. I don't like that hair.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I didn't like it, especially on...
If your dog did, I still wouldn't like it.
Lulu, you like it?
But speaking of beauty, guys, really fast, we have BeautyCon box. It's just another makeup subscription box. That was a tongue
twister. Love this stuff, guys.
Oh, my gosh. So if you want to get 20% off of it, just use the code word BoxBuzz. Mm. And so each box, oh, my God, is curated by one of your favorite beauty guru. Oh, my God. You guys, I cannot do it tonight.
Beauty gurus.
It's $30, and you're getting, like, hundreds of dollars worth of stuff every month for $30. And you could save $20 if you sign up with the annual payment plan. And also, again, you get 20% off with the code word BozBuck. But oh
BoxBuzz.
My God, BoxBuzz, you guys. Yay. But for example, they have this Ofra, O-F-R-A.
I love Ofra, yeah.
Yeah, liquid lipstick in mocha. It's very Kardashian-esque. Yeah. Or Chloe. Oh, Lulu's happy about
it. Does it say what's on there? I'm just curious what's on there because...
Blood or lash?
Okay, so, I mean, since I do makeup, I could kind of, like, tell you a little bit about this stuff because I'm obsessed. Ofra is a really, really great makeup brand. They're kind of more up and coming, but a lot of times, like, those kind of makeup brands, they don't really half-ass their products. They're really, like, involved in it, you know, like, because they're kind of not small. They're getting bigger, but they're, you know, kind of more, they started off smaller and they're really, like, really into their stuff. They are great. They also have really great highlighters. So their liquid lipstick, I wish that I could show it to you, but we obviously can't, but we can assume what mocha is. Flutter Lash, they are amazing. What I like about them is... If you know, like, for girls, the regular, like, a regular lash, I feel like it was like a, but you know how regular lashes are not as thick? These ones are a little bit thicker, but they are fluttery, if that makes any sense. They're, like, fluffy, and they, like, are more, like, va-va-voom.
Yeah.
And makeup by Shayla, it's a collab, she's another girl.
I love her.
And then, actually, this one I am not familiar with, Jouer Lip Conditioner, I'm probably saying it completely wrong. But it's a lip conditioner, and it's probably the bomb. And I need to look that up. I don't know what that is.
I'm just obsessed that the lashes are called Flutter Lash Eye Slay.
Yep.
I'm like, all right.
No, they're really, really, really amazing lashes.
Yeah.
They're like, some of them are Ming, some of them are, there's all different kinds. And they're like, they're amazing.
And speaking of makeup, are you wearing Kylie's lip kit today?
I'm not, actually.
No?
It's Mac.
But is it Lady Danger?
It's Lady Danger with red lip liner.
Knew it.
But yeah, so you can get those stuff and other really awesome makeup brands in these BeautyCon boxes. So make sure you guys get those.
Hmm.
And let's go into a little bit of gossip.
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, just because it's Halloween, mm-hmm. I wanted to say two things. One, one of the old Kardashian hosts, Sterling Cates, which I believe her Instagram is just Sterling Cates. She was Kim Kardashian for Halloween last night.
Her
picture where she's in naked and says nothing to wear and it just has the black boxes?
Yes.
She was that. It was amazing.
That was her. Does she have blonde hair?
Yes.
That was her. Yes. I saw it everywhere.
Sterling, kudos to you.
Pull that up.
Kudos to you, Sterling. I saw that everywhere on Instagram.
Yes,
on all
she
the
looked
blogs.
Amazing. So that was, you guys got to check it out.
Was she the only, like, was there a bunch of people that did that? Did you see any other
I didn't see any others, but I also wasn't really active on social media this weekend so far.
I mean,
but
was she wearing a leotard or was she really
she was
naked?
A tan leotard. Yeah. She looked amazing.
Oh, wow. So, shout out to you.
Yes, it's Sterling Cates at Instagram. Make sure to check her out.
I'm
shout out
shocked.
To Sterling.
I went to a Halloween party and I didn't see any Kardashian like themed anything. You know,
that's
you'd see that. Sorry, guys. We're like,
we're looking at it. We don't happen to put up on the screen.
Sorry.
But you
can't
imagine.
Oh, my God,
imagine.
I love it.
It's
and she has, like, the Chloe hair kind of look because she's blonde.
She looked great. It was genius.
Such a good idea.
So, I'm blanking on names. Kylie. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you guys see Kylie? She dressed up as Christina Aguilera, and she nailed it as well. Just, like, killed it from her dirty, went from Christina's dirty music video with the like lip, under lip piercing, the nose piercing, like everything. She just
loved
absolutely
it.
Killed it.
My friend did that a few years ago, and I've always wanted to do it since. But it's one of those things, like, I don't know why. But my friend did, and she literally wore ass. I didn't get to see Kylie's yet, but did she wear assless chaps?
Yeah.
Yes.
Very revealing.
She
That's
killed it.
My friend did that
too.
I think she looked more like Christina than Christina.
Yeah, she killed it.
Like,
she absolutely
so good.
Killed
she
it.
She killed it.
I don't know. That was just my Halloween gossip. That's all. Do you guys have anything?
The thing I want to talk about is I still want to talk about this whole Kim situation. Like, I am ready for her to come back into the spotlight. We've seen her a few times.
Oh, that's right, since the robbery.
Yeah, we've seen her a few times in public. Very few times, maybe like 3 times that she's been photographed. Mm-hmm. And she's like in the sweats with no makeup, trying to like be low profile. Totally get it. Totally
she was
get
saying
it.
She the nobody they don't she doesn't know what, if she wants to come back social media. Maybe she's hyping it up so everyone's like, when is Kim coming back to social media?
And
or maybe
she'll come
she's,
back with like a selfie, like a nude selfie.
Yeah, and a lot of people were saying that it was publicity.
No,
and like I honestly did think that at first, but now it's like been weeks since like that girl cannot stand not being in the public and having attention on her, and the fact that she's not, I'm like, oh crap, maybe it really did happen.
It did. Like, yeah. I totally think it did. I think that there's no way that someone could go to the links to make something like that up. But I just hope that she's all right. I hope that she comes back because we miss her. It's almost been a month, I believe, since
my
the
God.
Robbery happened. So it's like, it's weird not being able to go on and like, that's one of my main things. When I get on social media, I'm like, all right, Kim Kardashian, let's look this thing up.
Yeah,
like,
see the last time she posted.
It was like October 3rd or something crazy like
you
that.
You would and remember
then
that.
Kanye, he just had like 3 concerts in LA. What's his tour called?
Saint Pablo
tour. She was seen like super low key being taken in to the arena. Like usually that's such a spectacle whenever, you know, like for example with his that music video release at the she was there for Famous and everything like that. So yeah, she's definitely been
her last post was October 2nd, and it was from the Paris Fashion Week, I think.
Yeah.
Which
it
is
was
crazy.
Like the night before or something like crazy like that. But it was funny because, I did see like a paparazzi shot, very grainy, of her getting out of the car with North, like super low profile for that show. Mm-hmm. But Courtney and everyone else were like getting like all the attention, getting all the photos happening and all that kind of stuff going. So it is kind of weird to see Kim take a back seat and not be the one in the spotlight. So I totally respect her, totally get why she would do that. I just miss her, honestly.
Yeah.
I love her little interview she did on, well, I didn't see it all, I just saw snippets of 60 Minutes that she just did recently. And then they asked her what her talent was, and then she broke it down and she was like, well, my talent is having people love me for just being me, creating a brand of millions. And the way she broke it down, I was like, Kim, thank you.
Yes,
like,
that's why I always say she's a businesswoman.
Exactly. She was like, to get followers who love you for you, actually you, that's a talent. I said, girl, you better tell them. You go with
it. You know what? I'm so pissed. I wish that we sent them in to put them on the screen.
I know.
But I'm looking at the picture of Kylie. Actually, I'm going to post it. This just gave me an idea. I did this kind of makeup look with like the blonde hair with the braids and like the kind of like black thread. I can't freaking think today. I'm gonna post it tomorrow for a Halloween look.
That's cool.
Because since I've moved, I haven't been able to do makeup looks. So check out my Instagram. I'm gonna be posting my Christina look tomorrow. She gave me an idea to just do that. Okay.
I love the way that she looked. I love that.
I know. I love Halloween. I love seeing everyone get dressed up for Halloween-y.
So fun.
All right, guys. Anything else before we hit the road, Jack?
Hit the road, Jack.
And don't come back. I think we pretty much covered it. I'm so happy to be with you guys. Like, we had so much fun, and I'm so happy that we're all back together.
Yeah.
makes me feel all the things.
Are we doing predictions?
Do you have any?
I do. Okay. For next week's episode.
Here we go.
You're after Buzz TV.
My prediction is that Rob's going to do nothing.
Oh.
Sorry, I had to say it.
Jumped the gun there, but okay.
My prediction is we're so finally going to see, like, Kendall, how she's slowly breaking down. I predict that we're actually going to see her go into the hospital because we only heard about it. But now when she's saying, like, I can't travel as much as I'm traveling, I predict that we are going to see why she had to go in for, like, exhaustion because she does travel a lot.
Well, this isn't really a prediction. I think next week we'll talk about it more. They did the preview, and it's about her talking about sleep paralysis, which is the scariest thing in the entire world. And like I said, we'll talk more about it last week. But if you haven't ever had that, I know you said you have, Francesca. I don't know. I know you haven't. I don't know if you have. It's the scariest thing. It's like you're literally sleeping, and you can't move. It's like... it's just the scariest thing. It's like you're like kind of like in a half awake, half asleep kind of thing. It's just really scary. So they're going to talk about that next week, and I'm just curious to see what she has to say about it.
That is kind of scary. I am interested to see more about that.
No, it's really scary.
Ugh, that sounds scary.
Yeah, like stress and exhaustion and anxiety and all those things can cause a lot of health problems. So, yeah.
All right.
Scary, scary.
Predictions for you guys?
No, I honestly, I just want to see more of Kim. So I want to savor every moment I can because I don't know. They've stopped filming for now for a little while until she figures out if she wants to come back or not. So I'm savoring every moment we have of Kim. God bless her soul.
I mean, she's coming back. She signed the contract.
Unless she buys
for
it out.
For 3 years? Oh.
Yeah, but she's Kim Kardashian. Kim does what she wants to do.
That's
yeah,
true. That's true. Whatever.
All right, Hamburger, where can we find you?
You can find me at the local Fat Burger, right there, the number 2, with the large french fry.
Oh, my God.
And if you get tired, then you can go over to howardthethird.com, where you can also find me at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Howard the Third.
Yes.
It literally seemed like you rehearsed that, and you did not at all.
I didn't.
Just saying. So you can find me everywhere at Let's Face It with Justine, my website with the .com. And check out, like I said, my Instagram. I'm going to be posting a couple last-minute looks, the Christina look that I did. Just thank you, Kylie, for giving me inspiration. So definitely check me out over there on the gram.
On the gram. And you guys can find me on the gram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And what about you?
Oh, yeah. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA. And if you want to follow my dog, who briefly had a stint on my lap during this, she is Lulu on the gram. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back next week in normal people clothes.
Yes.
Yay!
Bye.
Love you guys.
Keep the road.
Lulu
Jack
says bye.
I have that song stuck in my head now.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.